Cam FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Cam FM Trending, your one-stop shop for all of the interviews that we host across the myriad range of programs on this here student radio station. This interview is a very exciting one with up-and-coming dream pop and rock artist St. Leonard, who has just, well, at the time of recording, released a new single called Wit's End, following up from his single from last year, The Red Book, which featured production from Brian Eno. We spoke about all manner of things, from his upcoming book and album to the creative process that goes behind his work. If you'd like to get in touch with us here at Cam FM, let us know your thoughts and keep up with our various day-to-day radio activities. That sounds very official. You can follow us on various social media platforms via @CamFM972, where you can find all of the latest news and catch up on your favourite shows on this here station. Without further ado, I'll hand over to myself from the past and the wonderful St. Leonard. And yeah, I hope you very much enjoy listening.
Cam FM.
Hello all, and welcome to a very special interview with a very special guest. Having worked previously with Brian Eno and recorded in the house of Stanley Kubrick, this dream pop and rock artist has just released a brand new single called Wit's End and is starting off 2025 with a bang. Please welcome St. Leonard.
Hello, hello listeners. St. Leonard here. Happy to be here with Daisy.
Oh, no, we're absolutely delighted to have you. So I've just got a couple of questions. First of all, I have a question from a friend of the show, Oliver, who, before I ask anything, was absolutely dying to ask you about your time recording at Kubrick's house. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about that and sort of how it felt being, you know, in the home of such a legendary filmmaker, and if that sort of how that contributed to your artistic process.
Oh, that's quite a long story. It was an incredible experience. And was as mind-blowing and semi-unsettling as you can imagine. I'd recorded the first version of that album, Good Luck Everybody, in Los Angeles, then was unhappy with that for various reasons, that recording. And then when I came back over to the UK, I had the opportunity to be introduced to the Kubricks. I can't really go into how that happened, but through a mysterious and circuitous network, I was introduced to them. And then they very kindly offered to let me record at the house, which was the first time anyone had ever been allowed to do anything like that. And we ended up actually recording in the study and sort of the records room of Stanley Kubrick's own wing of the house where he kept all the records from his films and his study. So it was quite special and quite eerie and quite had a huge impact, because once we were on site we couldn't really leave, and it's a very secluded, very private house, Childwickbury Manor in St. Albans, and me and the band were staying on site, and it was magnificently weird and beautiful and very affecting. And all of the band, as most people are, were big fans of Stanley Kubrick's films, so it was a very heightened and transformative few weeks of recording. And it was great as well to have his grandson actually as one of the engineers working on the record. So it's quite magical to have a Kubrick working on the album as such. So yeah, to answer the question, it was something else really. Yeah.
Wow, so there was a Kubrick presence all over as you were recording. That's amazing. So yeah, I mean, speaking about your last album, Good Luck Everybody, 2016, quite a while ago, I was just wondering if you were mainly focusing on singles and LPs at the moment, or if we have a full-length album to look forward to in the near future from you.
You definitely have an album to look forward to. My next full-length album, The Golden Hour, will be out in April this year, so very soon. Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about that, or is that all under wrap, sort of all surprise when it releases?
I can tell you. I mean, it was recorded in Berlin. It was recorded with members of the Fat White family. And it is very unlike my previous records and is very new sounding music. And I'm thinking it's quite a departure from the previous music I've made. So I'm quite excited to see its reaction. And yes, it has. It has taken quite a while since my last one, but I've been sort of writing a novel for about 5 years, and COVID kind of got in the way, because I had started to make this record at the start of COVID, and then basically the world stopped for like 3 years, didn't it? So there was that additional delay, but I'm very happy to have it finally complete and ready to release into the world in but a few months' time.
Wow. Well, I mean, COVID in a novel, nothing major. You've got loads, all the time in the world. Yeah. No, I
No.
mean, can you tell us a bit about the novel that you've been writing?
Well, I'm actually in Austria, in the mountains of Austria right now, at my editor's house, who it works at the pub book publishers, and we're just doing the final edit before we send it to be proofread and to go to the printers. So
Ooh.
it's a spectacular conclusion of many years of work. The book is called Amuse, and it's a fictionalized account of, or auto-fictionalized account of, the strange events that occurred to me when I moved to Los Angeles and some of the things I got myself into living in California. And it's about music and magic and mysticism and all manner of mysterious goings on, basically. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds rather intriguing. I'll definitely pick up a copy when that comes out. I should have suspected you were in Austria as well by the upside down plug in the background. That probably would have given it
Yes,
away.
exactly. Yeah.
No, I mean, no, that's wonderful. I mean, just going back to what you were talking about the album and the kind of different sound that you said you sort of were saying it's going to be a bit of a departure from your previous work. Listening back to the Red Book and Wit's End, there does seem to be a bit of difference in the instrumentation there. Like there are some sort of quite subtle changes there. Is that just from a production standpoint? I know you collaborated with Brian Eno on the Red Book, for example. Do you how hands-on do you get with the production, do you think? Was that a change that you really wanted to push for, or were you sort of mainly focusing on the lyrics and the songwriting and that kind of thing?
Oh no, I definitely wanted to make something that sounded completely unlike my previous work. And I thought the best way of doing that was to go to Berlin, to the sort of epicenter of experimental music,
Hmm.
where it's almost hard to make music that sounds ordinary in any way, just because their tastes are so different. And yeah, I did really set out with the intention of making something that sounded like nothing else I'd ever heard before. And I was quite hands-on in doing that. I mean, it obviously was hugely shaped by working with the Fat White family, who were based out there at the time. Alex and Nathan are very experimentally minded men, and they certainly brought a great deal of avant-garde thinking to the project and new approaches to the soundscapes. It's a very different sounding thing. And I didn't really set out to change anything deliberately about my process, but naturally we were working in a different way. They would often be dialing up sounds and running different instrumentation in the studio that I hadn't normally used before, and I'd sometimes just be singing over some strange sound they're making, which was quite a different process for me. But so it is a very different sounding record, but intentionally so.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned your collaborators a lot. Would you say it's a more collaborative record, or would you say it's kind of the same as in the past?
I'd say about the same level as in the past, but just different collaborators this time. So, of
Yeah.
course, with the Brian Eno track, which was a dream come true, he'd already made all that music. It already existed beforehand. He just
Yeah.
asked me sing on top of it, which is what I did. So that was, a dream come true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, both tracks sound amazing. It's really interesting hearing that kind of different instrumentation and kind of seeing you go in that different experimental direction. I really enjoyed that. Just going
Okay.
even more into that, the themes and thoughts that kind of went into the songwriting. Was there anything in particular that inspired you? Is there maybe an event or something like a memory or something that inspired those lyrics? Because they are quite particular.
Well, I had done quite a lot of traveling the year before across India, and I'd sort of set out because I have an interest in Hinduism and the Bhagavad Gita and sort of Indian culture, and I have a keen interest in yoga and associated mystical practices. And I'd sort of said to the label I wanted to go there to sort of as a joke to find the new sound. And the thing was, I went out to Rishikesh, went to the Beatles ashram, and on the course of this adventure, I did actually end up having some really truly transcendental experiences, and really, really did find a whole new world view, and had some extraordinary eye-opening moment. And then coming back and knowing I wanted to like express some of these ideas, but not in a way that sounded anything like my previous work. It just seemed to make sense to go to Berlin and and to sort of pursue making music that didn't sound like any other music I'd heard before. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. I mean, kind of talking just as well as your sort of collaborators, those kind of two cultural influences like India and Berlin and Germany and things like that. Would you say that you can kind of hear that on the record as much as you can with the sort of different collaborators you went with?
Oh yeah, I mean you can definitely hear the influence of Berlin on the record because Berlin has a very distinct sort of idiosyncratic soundscape. There's like a, I don't know if it's just the equipment or just the German mindset or something, but there's something about Berlin that has a particular sonic thing going on. And I think it does sound to my ear very Germanic, which is cool. And I like a lot of those German experimental bands like Neu and Can and Kraftwerk, and obviously the Bowie records that he made with Brian Eno there. So yeah, there's definitely all those influences piled on in the record.
I just sort of another question about the kind of production side of it. You mentioned earlier that you wanted to go with different collaborators for the production side. How much, like, how hands-on do you personally get with the production? I know you mentioned with the Red Book that the track had already kind of been made. With the new single Wits End, for example, how much would you say you kind of pushed forward your own sound in that kind of in the instrumentals more so than the lyrics? Would you say you were more focusing on the lyrics or on more so on the production side,
Oh
or
no,
both?
I'm both really. I'm really hands-on and really in the thick of it with the production and the soundscape. I'm sort of like deeply invested in the sonics, and then of course I write the words and sing the lyrics, sing it. So yeah, I'd say yeah, as much as you can be involved in those, I was. So it's like a record that has been co-produced by myself and the Fat White Family Lads, and yeah, and it was like obviously people bring different ideas to the table, but at the end of the day, I do sort of run the operation like a benign dictatorship where it's like everyone gets their say, but at the end of the day, I'm calling the shots, so yeah,
Well, it's your name on the record at the end of the day. And
yeah,
I think
exactly.
that shines through. It's great. I mean, it's great to hear such a singular artistic vision coming through. And I'm so
Oh,
excited to see how
absolutely.
it kind of differs to the previous work, as you've mentioned.
Thank you.
I want to ask a sort of slightly more fun. I mean, again, you can take a moment to think about this. I've read up about your artistic influences online, but I want to give you an opportunity to answer this, maybe, with recent discoveries in mind. But if you had to give all of my listeners at home one album or one artist that you would absolutely implore them in the strongest possible terms to check out, listen to at least once in the next week, who would it be? Or what would it
Oh,
be?
that's really tough.
And take as long as you need. I realize it's like a massive question to ask.
Yeah, no, that's really tough. I'm going to even look at my phone and look through what I've been recently listening to because there's so much that I've been listening to. Look here. What have I been loving recently? Oh God, that is a hard question. I don't want to say something that I don't mean. I want to say like I don't really mean it. Well, it's a record that I love that I listen to all the time. God, I'm listening so diversely. Let me give me a moment to think about this because I just can't think of anything. Nothing's actually springing to mind, weirdly.
No, I mean, you can give me a range if you want, or just no pressure, obviously. I realize it's a
Well,
really
I
big
mean, I'll
question
just
to
choose
ask.
things like. I just choose think that like I've returned to again recently, but I mean, I used to be in like a really I used to just really just for about a year I listened to nothing but Bob Dylan, and I've been really enjoying Highway
That's
61
very
Revisited.
topical.
Yeah, but exactly, I think because he's back on everyone's mind again, isn't he, with the film? But I listened to Highway 61 recently, and I was blown away by it. So yeah, I'd say Highway 61 Revisited. You got to listen to if you haven't listened to it already, listen to it.
Oh,
Yeah.
brilliant. Okay, so Bob Dylan, Highway 61, fantastic. I mean, you've got to go for the
Hard to
greats. I mean,
argue with.
why not? Hard to argue
Yeah.
with. No, you're not going to get any controversial points from me in with regards to that. No. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything final you want to say to the listeners? Maybe any? Are you thinking about touring soon? Anything like that?
We'll be announcing. So the album's out in April. The book is out in May. And if you like the album, you'll probably like the book. And we'll be touring in May as well. So follow me on Instagram and you'll be able to find my tour dates for the UK and Europe. So yeah, check that out. That'd be appreciated if you came and saw me while I hawk my wares across the UK and European mainland. So
I
yeah.
mean, not at all. I mean, you sound like you've worked quite hard on them, so
Yes,
I'm not at all.
yeah, but I have worked very hard, so please, yeah, please come and support me. Yes.
No, absolutely. I mean, we'll be playing some of your music on this show very soon as well, and I can't wait for my listeners. Listeners of my show will, I think your music will really appeal, put it that way.
Good.
And I can't
Wanted
wait
to
to I
make
can't wait
it.
to share it with them. So thank you very much for joining, and hopefully see you in and around Cambridge some point soon.
You certainly will. Okay, thank you, Daisy. That was lovely.
No, thank you.
Cam FM.
Thank you again to St. Leonard for joining me for that wonderful little interview there. A reminder that if you want to keep in touch with us here at Cam FM, you can find us on all manner of social media platforms via at Cam FM 972. And also, please subscribe to Cam FM Trending on whatever podcast platform you choose to keep abreast of all the latest episodes and interviews that we conduct here on your very own favourite student station. But until then, ta-ra and bye!